something is really important for especially the females to understand, because a lot of them, I've had some of them tell me their parents are telling them they have to have sex with a guy these days in order to get them to, you know, in order to get them to hook them, basically, which is, if you hear me, what I'm saying is actually the opposite scientifically. Relatedly, men see promiscuity in a potential marriage partner as kind of a deal breaker, very negatively. If a man finds that a woman is hard to get sexually, he will intuitively feel that she is more likely to be faithful in their marriage. And therefore, sexual integrity and sexual loyalty are the most highly valued traits in a woman that a man is considering asking to marry him. That's something these girls need to know, okay? Because I haven't found too many of them that didn't want to have a long-term relationship and didn't like the short-term relationships. This is something that goes way back into our history, if you want to talk about it scientifically. Again, something called female choice and paternity certainty. Female choice is going back, if you want to go millions of years back, like 2 million years back, when actually this monogamy that we're talking about really, really got going. And really, again, founded, again, if you're talking scientifically, founded the human species. This is what a female had to do, is they have to pick out somebody who's, yeah, maybe they're looking for good genes, they're looking for a good-looking guy, you know, strapping, physically capable, that type of thing. But also somebody who's going to be there when she's pregnant and carrying this baby and trying to, again, the hunter-gatherer days, you know, trying to survive, because a baby takes 500, being pregnant takes 500 extra calories a day. And then breastfeeding takes 500 calories extra a day. And after you've had two or three, you know, babies, you got a couple toddlers and you got another one, you know, in the hopper or breastfeeding. It's something that our ancestors, as opposed to chimpanzees, you know, our closest genetic relative, you know, we share about 99% of DNA with them. That doesn't happen with them. Their males don't stay with their females. And therefore, you know, people that are scientific about this would say their brains never developed. You know, we have three times the size of brains of theirs, and ours did. They have a promiscuous mating system. And I don't know if we probably don't want to go get into that right now, but just take it from me that their bodies are different, a lot different. You can literally look at a species and you can tell, you know, what kind of a mating system they have. And ours is primarily monogamous, and theirs is primarily promiscuous. And if you want to talk about the details on that, we can later. But the other thing that women and girls need to know is the reason there's such distaste for, as far as a marriage partner, a potential marriage partner, for a promiscuous girl, is that paternity certainty is the other thing. So if women have female choice and it's dual, it's both good genes, but also the kind of man that's going to be there and is trustworthy and all of that. Paternity certainty is on the male end of it. You know, humans internally gestate. And so it's one of those things where only the woman really knows who the father of the child is. And so males want to know who they want to know that the babies that their wife is carrying is theirs. And so it's a big, big deal as far as what kind of person she is sexually to them, to consider her to marry. Men, and because of that, have a tendency to categorize females right away. They categorize if they're easy sexually, into the, just for a good time only. And if they're not easy, that for the, they categorize them into the possible marriage partner. So, again, most girls and women don't know that. Here's kind of a, for instance, on what I just said. After unmarried intercourse, a woman's evaluation of the man goes up. In other words, for a woman to bond, all she needs is dopamine and oxytocin. And she gets lots of those in the sexual situation. If sex to even to orgasm, basically, really, really pops both of those up. So your typical situation will be the females will be bonding with this guy that they just hooked up with, and the males won't. Okay. What the male is thinking, and this, again, this isn't all of them, but especially the ones that are highly sexual active, probably the alpha males, the high testosterone guys, within 10 seconds after having orgasm with this unmarried partner, his evaluation of her is going down. She's less pretty to him. She's less, you know, valuable to him. And all the things that you can, you know, plug in there as well. the same time that that's happening, her evaluation of him is going up. She's seeing him as a better person, that type of thing. So it's, you know, promiscuity is really a losing game for both, but especially for the females.